native, and he told them, and he told them, said, "You come on up to our house this afternoon." And that night they were just serenading that house that they was living in, and they wasn't even there. The joke was put on them.
Yeah, they don't do that much anymore, do they?
They used to serenade at Christmas time a lot of times, but they don't never do it anymore. They might serenade it in everybody's house, but they don't do that anymore. But I remember when I was a child, they used to come around. Mostly was just boys were dressed in fantastic suits, you know, kind of like, well, they call it a clown suit now. Serenade people's houses at Christmas time.
What did it have, the clown suit?
Well, it would just be kind of like these old clown suits you see now. It might be made out of some bright colored material or flower there, anything. They dress up, and you really couldn't hardly tell who they were without you got right at them. Of course, they didn't have false faces.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember one Christmas that there was a widow woman that lived, well, her place joined my daddy's place. She lived about a half mile from where we did our thing.
Mm-hmm.
And her boy was going to be in the serenading for Christmas. And she was making him a suit. It was a suit for a clown suit, you know, to go in that serenade. And she had a stroke and died.
Mm.
I said, that's always, I mean, I've always remembered that good because I thought about now she probably rushed so trying to get that boy suit made until she just overdone it. Because she might have had a stroke, she hadn't done it. But you didn't get your serenading after all.
Yeah. That's a shame. But about clothes you wore back in those days. Say if a man's old suit wore out, he'd go out and buy him a...
He'd buy him a new suit.
Okay. What would a suit have in those days?
Well, they had the pants and the vest and the coat. Most all of them had three pieces.
Okay. And it's things made out of cotton. When you put them on or when you wash them, they always...
They would wrinkle. You had to iron them.
Uh-huh. But I was talking about when you wash them in hot water, they...
Fade.
Uh-huh. But they wouldn't fit, would they? So.
Oh, you mean you draw up. Yeah, they draw up.
Now, say if a person stuck a lot of things in their pockets that made them what?
Wow.
Or if they went out like this, you said.
Right.
Do you wear anything in the kitchen? Like, did y'all wear something back in those days over your
apron? Yeah, I got this apron. Yet I wear one once in a while.
When you're in a big cooking bee.
Yeah. Or maybe if I've got on something I don't want to get spattered and put on my apron.
Yeah.
I used to wear more than I do now. Now then, when I come in from church, I just usually get a lightweight house coat and put on that just covers me. Although if I don't want to change clothes when I come in, maybe I want to go somewhere in the afternoon, I just put that on. But used to, everybody wore the aprons, and now you take a lot of old people now, and you don't see them without the apron. Even if they're not cooking, they've got that apron on.
Mm.